This is Glazar Wander, and welcome to Skedline's Sportcast for the day. The Humber Hawks women's volleyball team are set to play the national stage tonight in Grand Prairie, Alberta. The winners of 11 OCAA provincial titles in a row will face the Elan de Garneau, who finished fourth in their regular season standings. The Hawks are coming off another perfect 22-0 season, making their total OCAA league winning streak a whopping 152 games. Humber is looking to improve on their performance from last year, where they came home without wins. Humber and Garneau faced off in an exhibition game over the holiday break as part of a week-long training session, which saw a Humber victory. Serena Williams makes her long-awaited return to the tennis court tonight. The renowned 23-time Grand Slam champion will play her first Pro Tour match in 14 months after giving birth to a daughter in September. Complications from the birth forced Williams to undergo multiple surgeries and 6 weeks of bed rest, but today she looks to reclaim her spot on the top. Williams is offering fans a gold S-shaped pin to show support at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. Williams has made 3 appearances on the court this year outside of the Pro Tour, which all ended in losses. She is set to play Zarina Diaz of Kazakhstan tonight. 38-year-old Brian McKeever will carry the flag for Canada in the opening ceremonies for the Pyeongchang Paralympics. The visually impaired skier is a 10-time gold medalist and has been undefeated in the Paralympics since 2006. McKeever, who lost his sight to Stargardt disease, won 2 gold medals in his Paralympic debut in 2002 during the Salt Lake City Games. McKeever was set to be the first athlete in the world to compete in both the Olympics and Paralympics in the same year during the Vancouver Games, but was pulled out at the last minute by his coaches. He still became the first Canadian to be on an Olympic and Paralympic team in the same year. The Toronto Raptors clinched an Eastern Conference playoff spot after an overtime victory against the Detroit Pistons. The Raptors came back from lagging 17 points in the second quarter, but caught up quickly. In the fourth quarter, DeMar DeRozan broke away from the Pistons at half court and went for a dunk with 4.6 seconds left on the clock, giving his team another chance in overtime. In the final seconds of overtime, DeRozan made a pass to Fred VanVleet, who won the 121-119 game with only 1.1 seconds left. This makes the Toronto Raptors the first team in the NBA to guarantee a spot for the playoffs, and also makes this the earliest a Toronto team has ever earned a playoff spot. The Toronto FC gets a 2-1 win over the Tigres UANL in the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals. This came as a surprise to some, as the Tigres are one of the best teams in Mexico. Their reputation did not intimidate the MLS champions, who scored early in the second half. The Tigres quickly tied the game, but couldn't overtake the TFC. Canadian Jonathan Osorio scored the winning goal in the final minute of the game. The second leg of the quarterfinal will be on Tuesday, where the TFC can move on with either a win or a tie. Austin Matthews returned to practice with the Toronto Maple Leafs, but the jury is still out on when he will make his full return. Matthews skated on ice for a third of the Leafs' hour-long practice, wearing a red non-contact jersey. Yesterday marked his 5th missed game in a row since injuring his right shoulder on February 22nd. The Leafs are 1-2-2 in the last 5 games played without Matthews, in contrast to their 15-game record of 7-6-2. Coach Mike Babcock will make the final decision on if he will face the Pittsburgh Penguins this Saturday. 24 other teams are set to play tonight while the Leafs await their Saturday game. The Boston Bruins will face the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning will face the New York Rangers. The Bruins and the Lightning are the only 2 teams above the Leafs in the Eastern Conference. The Anaheim Ducks will go up against the highest-placed team in the Western Division, the Nashville Predators. Meanwhile, the Montreal Canadiens head to Florida to face the Panthers to try and earn a playoff spot, while Buffalo Sabres will be in Ottawa against the Senators. This has been Glazar Wander. Thanks for listening. Find even more news right here at skedline.com.